Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I learned a valuable lesson. I was only in like the first year of ministry, and the Lord dealt with me in the middle of the night to go speak to somebody about something, told me what to say and what to do. It was supernatural. And I went and said, I tried not to, you know, make a big fanfare out about it, but it was serious, and I focused, and they did not receive it at all. They shut me down and just didn't like me anymore after that. And so I was kind of unhappy about the way it turned out. I thought, Lord, that was... And I took it personal. And that they had really... They just shut me down and rejected what I had said. And for two or three days, I tried not to mope about it, but it really kind of took the sail out of my wind. Wind out of my sail. I've had a couple of long days myself, so. And in a time of prayer, the Lord said, son, if they don't receive me, don't be surprised if they don't receive you. He said, don't take it personal. He said, the problem is not, he said, their commitment to me. They're not listening to me. And if they're not listening to me, don't be shocked or surprised at all if they don't listen to you. And don't take it personal. It's me they got an issue with. And that was a real eye-opener to me, and I've reminded myself of it ever since. I mean, I'm a man. I could make a mistake. But so many times it is the Lord and it is the word of the Lord. And you need to keep that in mind with yourself and with your family and with your friends. If people are not committed to the Lord, they're not going to be committed to you. Did you hear me? If people are not committed and receiving the Lord and listening to Him, they're not going to listen to you. Don't be shocked. Don't be hurt and offended so bad you can't get over it. Realize that they're rejecting somebody bigger than you, more important than you. And that is the real issue. I said, that's the real issue. Go with me, if you would, to the book of John. You got time for this tonight? Go to the book of John. Let's talk about the greatest example of commitment that there's ever been. You know who that might be? Jesus. John 14. Verse 23. Well, let's see, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Go down to verse 31 first. Verse 31. Jesus said that the world may know, this is John 14, 31, that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let's go hence. What's he saying? Get up, let's go. Get up, let's go where? He's going to the cross. He's going to the whipping post. He's going to bear the sins of mankind. He's going through an agony that He sweat blood and pled with the Father if there's any other way. How far did his commitment go? That's the right answer. All the way. Somebody say it again. All the way. How far was Jesus willing to go to please the Father? This is one of the greatest things you'll ever think about tonight. In life. So Jesus' commitment to the Father and by obeying it was to us, because none of it was for Him. That's right. It was all for us. Yes, sir. How far was he willing to go for us? All the way. Say it again. And this is not theory. He did it. Didn't he? He didn't just talk about it. He didn't just say he was willing to do it. If it come down to it, he's ready. He's got our back if we need it. No, he did it all the way. He gave everything he had. We still don't realize what he gave and what he did. It'll be eternity before we fully realize it. But he offered his spirit for our spirit, his soul for our soul, his mind for our mind, his body for our body. He gave everything he had. He gave all of his life's blood. Are you listening? He was willing to be made sin, though he was sinless, had never committed a sin. He was willing to take all of the terrible debauchery. Think about all the sins of all the murderers and perverted folk from all generations past through the present, every human being that'll ever live in the future, converging at once on his spotless, sinless spirit. Can you see why he cried out? If there's any other way. But there wasn't. There was no other way for you and I to be saved. And so he was willing. None of this happened. None of the scourging, none of the cross, none of what happened in the heart of the earth surprised Jesus. He saw it in the Word. He knew it by the Spirit. The Father had talked to him about it. Elijah and Moses came and talked to him about it. Right? He knew what was coming up. And yet, even as repulsed by it, even though his sinless being was recoiling from it, he was willing to do it. Wasn't he? Somebody say commitment. How committed was he? All the way. Read that verse again, verse 31. I want you to read it in the light of what we've been talking about. Now, how many understand there's nothing else to happen after this but go through it? Yes, sir. What happens in these next chapters? He's up to it, right? Yes, sir. And he knew it. And he said that the world, not just the church, that the whole world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me a commandment, so the Father told him to do it, didn't he? Yeah. Gave him a commandment to do it. Yeah. As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Get up, boys. Let's go. It's time. Can you see the resolve? Don't you love him? What an example. How far does his commitment to us go? All the way. How far does his love for the Father and commitment to obey and please the Father go? Nothing held back. Nothing. Somebody say, no reserve.
No reserve.
No reserve. He gave it all. And he walked it all out. And he went all the way. I mean, he went to hell for us. I know people don't like to hear it, but it's a fact. It's scripture. You can't go any further down than that. He was made sin with our sin. You can't go any further than that. You can't go any further down than that. So how many would agree his commitment is unquestioned? Anybody that would ever question whether Jesus is committed to them or not is foolish or ignorant. Or something. Because he has proven, he has demonstrated how committed he is to the Father. Yes. And to us. And how many know that wasn't the end of it? The Bible said today, he ever lives to make intercession for us. Ever is what? All the time. And from here on out, how committed is he to us? Daily. He is our advocate.
Yes, sir.
Daily.
Yes, sir.
He's our every day and every night, every moment of every day and every night. He ever lives to plead our case, to represent us at the right hand of the Father. His blood is speaking our innocence off the mercy seat. I'm just endeavoring to establish and reaffirm his commitment level should be unquestioned, without dispute. He's proven it. How far will Jesus go for you? All the way. He's done it. So really, that only leaves one side. Right? One side. Anybody know what I'm going to say now? Our commitment level. How committed are we to him? He has proven his. He came, he was born of a man, that proved it. He lived his life spotless, that proved it. He went to the cross for us, that proved it. He took our sin, that proved it. He was raised from the dead, that proved it. He ever lives to make intercession, that proves it every day and every night. So the question is with us then. His is proven and undisputed. But with us, how far does our commitment level go? How far are we willing to go for him? Look with me in 2 Timothy and the 3rd chapter. What are we talking about now? Your level of commitment to the Lord. We're not interested in condemnation. We're not interested in anybody feeling bad or feeling guilty or ashamed or anything. No future in that. No help in that. But do you suppose we could come up to a higher level?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes,
it's for our good.
Yes.
I said it's for our good. It's for our benefit.
Yes.
And we need to already have some things decided before the Lord begins to deal with us about our future and the next things that are coming up. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, doesn't paint a real rosy picture. This know that in the last days, how many know this is as last as it's ever been? As late as it's ever been. Perilous times will come. Why will they be so perilous? For men shall be lovers of what? Lovers of what?
Their own
selves. So what will men love most? Their self. So their commitment level would be the highest to who? Their self.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me